early, and you try really hard to get things back.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, they came out like the team that had to win the game. And they did that, you know, throughout the 40 minutes. And we played like the team that was up 1-0. And for whatever reason, it's 1-1 and game free tomorrow at home. So we can't really ask for anything more.
Even when you guys aren't shooting well, I know you guys shoot your way out of it. What just didn't happen tonight?
Yeah, I mean, we always kind of rely on our offensive side of things, but, you know, when we're playing really well, we get opportunities on the defensive side, you know, whether it's deflections, block shots, the occasional rebound. We find a way, and today we didn't find a way, and when we did, it was a little bit too late. They were rolling, they felt really good about themselves, and they're a tough team.
And even when you did get, maybe you get within single digits there when Ernie Celeste gets for 5.
Yep.
You still couldn't quite get
it. Yeah. We cut it to 9 with, I don't know, if it was 4, around there, mid fourth quarter, and I felt like that was our push. And, you know, they made big shots. They made more plays, and basketball comes down to making more plays than another team. You could talk X's and O's and this and that. They made more plays than us today, and they deserve to win the game.
Did they do anything defensively than the last game?
I don't think they personally did. They might have did some more switching here and there, but for the most part, we weren't surprised by anything they did. You know, games like this, I would say, comes down to energy and fight and wanting to go the extra inch. And today, we really couldn't get that, and they definitely did.
It'd be a rare night for you guys inside point-blank shots missed by virtually everybody. I mean, you missed more tonight than you probably did in over 10 or 12 games span.
Yeah, we missed a lot of layups today. It was free throws today. But all that, and we're still single digits, 5 to go. But it's over. Can't change this game.
Can you talk a little bit about the physicality of the game? You know, you expect it to be more during the playoffs, but it almost seemed like tonight each team should probably shot 40 free throws.
Yeah, they were letting us go today. And I guess that's the way you want the game. Let the players decide it. You know, there's a couple occasions where, you know, probably got a little out of hand, but it's fun. No other way to play basketball.
You got tangled up with Lisa. You enjoy playing that way, don't
you? Oh, yeah, I'm a tangler. Born and raised a tangler. Fight for every little piece of bread at the house. That's how you have to play. You know, I'm not going to give an inch. And Lisa's probably one of the greatest competitors we've ever had in this game. And you either stand up to her or you go sit on the bench and watch her, you know, dominate people. So I'm going to try my best.
That to lead your team, you know, by example, to show them how to play at that level?
No, I think we have that mentality of standing up to whoever's there, even if they're 6'5", like they all are. You know, we're a bunch of midgets. That's just our nature. It's my nature, at least.
You said energy is important. Mm-hmm. To, you know, how hard is that going to be on back-to-back?
Yeah, energy is a funny thing. We had the energy in L.A., and basketball, you know, you go throughout the whole year, and, you know, your energy levels of a team go up and down, and you can see it in the play on both sides of the basketball. So tomorrow we have to find a way for all 11 people to bring that energy. It can't be 2, it can't be 3. It really does have to be 11 people. And if we do that, and we go on the court and play hard and play the way we do, then you live with win or lose, and we'll try to do that tomorrow.
Is there a secret to finding that energy?
It comes from, you know, having the confidence of working hard the whole year, I think. It comes from 11 people knowing what's at stake. And at this point, we know if we don't come out and play well tomorrow, then, you know, Cappy could go to Russia, then he could go to Turkey. You know, we all go our separate ways, and the year's over. So I don't think we want that.
Not ready for the year.
I don't think so. I think we like each other too much. We put in too much hard work. This is why we've played the whole season, is to have a game 3 at home in front of our crowd, you know, with all the chips in. So it's like we've been saying, all in.
anything else for Diana?
See you mañana.
Thanks, see you tomorrow.